This is Kathleen Crippen interviewing John and Rita Gabrosek. They both joined the hiking club, the Cleveland Hiking Club, in 1979. Let's hear their stories. Rita?
I was born in Wuppertal, Germany, where hiking really is part of the culture. There are very old hiking clubs and trails all over the mountains there. So when my life brought me to the USA, and John came home one day from the sportsman show with a hiking schedule, that was really great, and I wanted to pursue it. John, how did you get the schedule?
Actually, that when I first time start hiking was when we live in Cleveland Heights. I was walking that around and I saw some hikers there. They went from north to south, and I kind of joined them, and I got some questions, and they said that they are Cleveland Hiking Club members, and that if I want, I can join them. And I exactly forgot how I joined them. I think that they got the date that they have some, that there is some show in downtown, and there were two guys who were member of Cleveland Hiking Club.
I mean, I just love to be out, and I feel almost deprived if I can't do my daily hike, which of course there will be less and less hikes now as I'm getting older. And I have many, many favorite hikes, but one I liked that was Cecil Darbin's Led the Rideau Trail, which was over 3 years, and it's a trail that goes through Canada from Ottawa to, no, well, the other way, from south to north, and it was very memorable. It was always the second week in October, and the colors were great. And we hiked over Beaver Dam and climbed over stiles and avoided the cows. It was just a beautiful, beautiful time. And I remember it very often. You know, I could go on. I threw you, are you listening?
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. I enjoy hiking because we hike all over the United States, in California and in Canada, and I particularly like hiking mountains. We hike even mountaintops in the West. I forgot the name right now, but I remember that I hiked with Bob Maruna when I... I really enjoy, you know, that's the way.
Yeah, we did a lot of trips. I think after we joined, there was hardly a year where we didn't do one, two, sometimes three trips. I'm amazed if I look back in my journal. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that, because I think on our own we would never have done that. we went on weekend trips, we went on whole week trips, 1 or 2 weeks within the United States, and trips overseas. And we led a trip to Slovenia, which was among my favorites. We saw so much with the hiking club.
Like Rita mentioned, we hike in Slovenia, and hikers really like there because they are because Slovenia, it's a beautiful country. I got a letter of thankfulness. I just read some time ago. That's why I remember both Rita and me. But we hike also in England, in Austria, Germany, and in many different areas of the world. We enjoy it really very much.
Besides hiking, the club has a lot of social events, and I love Camp On. We go the way it is. the rustic, you know, camp-like atmosphere. And one of my favorites is in times past, I think I could say the last century, we had New Year's party, and the Haitian, which were members for many years, had it in their home several years. Eventually, they moved it to Camp Onwego, and John and I worked at least for 2 years with them to arrange a New Year's party out at Camp Onwego, and it was wonderful. I mean, we bought the wine and the ham, and everybody brought side dishes, and we had a wonderful New Year's party there. I remember that very well, and I know Mrs. Haitian is still alive in Florida. John and I led some hikes that now nobody does, and I hope that some future members will. One was to Presque Isle. We went several years there and spent a whole day on Presque Isle with a 10 in the morning and short ones in the afternoon. We hiked also many, many fall years in the Thompson Ledges and all around Hawksback Ridge and Hidden Fall in Thompson Township, which was wonderful. And I know in the area we have now a wine hike, which covers a lot. So I hope that some of these old hikes, I know people research them and bring them up, that they will be rejuvenated and be led by new members. As far as hike leaders, you know, hike leaders, there are so many today, but some always stick out. Just this morning, I had a wonderful leader who went to Chagan Falls and showed us some places I'd never seen, and I said she should become a member of the Chamber of Commerce or the tourist office. But Walter Leonards was one of those leaders that loved to do historic places, and when you walked with him, you learned a lot about the things you saw while you were walking. And this is something I like very much, and I know quite a few members do like this.
Okay.
When we start hiking and become member of Cleveland Hiking Club, club was very small. I remember they count around 200 members at that time. If we compare this today, we have over 1,000 members. I like hiking, and
oh, I can add to that. Do you, Pish? You know, now having so many members, the variety of hikes has greatly increased, especially the leisure hikes, and I'm very much in favor of them because I belong slowly to that group that likes these. I'm eternally grateful to Emily Gregor, who I think was the one initiating leisure hikes. They are wonderful for the aging population in our club, and everybody will get there one day. But on the other hand, also, while our average hike in the past when we joined was a 20-minute mile, and it was close to 2 hours, now we have hikes of all different speeds and categories, and I think this is good because it attracts a wider population, the young that want to really exert themselves and set records or challenge themselves. So I think the club did the right thing. It shows that it grows, and we really went with the time, even with our technical recording.
The reason that I joined hiking club was accidental. I was in living in Cleveland Heights, and I was younger at that time, and I was walking all the way around back. And at one point, I find one group that they hike kind of north to south, and I joined them.
John, you have something to tell us about Hawaii.
Yeah, when I hike in Hawaii, I like very much when I climb the mountain. I forgot the name, but it's 10,000 feet tall, and it's beautiful view. when you look around, that's all I remember.
I don't remember 10,000 foot. There are many hikes you remember, but very often you remember them for different reasons, for beauty or for company. But there is one hike that we did in the 90s. It was a 3 or 4 year stretch of a hike through Kentucky, and Gene and Paul Rucker were leading it. And I think the third year, maybe, there was a big windstorm, and nobody had informed the leaders. We were in the middle of the day and came to a stretch where trees had totally blocked the trail. Eventually, we all came out alive, very dehydrated, exhausted, and we called it the hike from hell. And it's funny how hikes that provided very difficult situations are sometimes the most memorable. We talked about it, we laughed about it. And another situation that comes back over and over, and John remembers it, it was a trip with Lynn Schreiber. She organized first a small group of us, and we barged down the Canal du Midi, then hiked in Salah in France, and then down in the Pyrenees. But when we were on the canal, Jerry James kind of was voted to be the captain of our barge and the leader, because he once was in the Navy. That was his only qualification. We all had much less than he had. So we always had trouble throwing the rope in the locks up to the person to catch it and tie us down. So Jerry said, "I'll show you how to do it." And he took the rope, he stood on the boat, he threw it, and by throwing it, he threw himself into the lock. And he will never live this down. Every time we see him, we talk about it. He was such a good sport. You know, the locks are very dirty water, and he had to dive for his glasses, and he couldn't get out. The lock keeper jumped from down to our boat, because there was nothing for his legs to put against so he could heave himself out. Everything ended well. But it's one of those things that are not so nice for the person it happens to, but what a good sport he was, and we all can laugh about it today. And so there are probably many other instances where, you know, we barely make it, but in hindsight, it was fun. Looking back, I think the most amazing thing about the club is that there are no paid people, and it runs like a well-oiled machine, because all people that volunteer are so conscientious and particular with their jobs that there's hardly ever anything that we have to correct, any mistakes that would be really serious. And I just hope and wish so I really hope that for the future, a lot of good people will step up to take leadership and responsibility, so that, you know, the experiences that we had through our lifetime will be experienced by more and more people in the future. I mentioned Cecil Darben, an old-time hiker. He is still with us. When I talked about the Rideau Trail, but also he organized many other trails. One I remember was the CNO Canal that went over several years, ended in Georgetown. He did many other canals, and we hiked also the locks around Niagara Falls. He also, and I liked that very much, for several years organized people to go to the Appalachian Trail Conference, and it would be great if somebody would pick that up. It is quite an experience to see hundreds of hikers. It's very well organized, and it was just a wonderful experience. I did it once down in Georgia and once in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure where it was. It's usually in a college. So, you know, there's a lot for new leaders if they want to do something or pick up something to think about. And I think Denise Tobias is researching old hikes and might make a list of things that we haven't done for a long time that new members might really enjoy like we did.
Okay.
When I hike, I like hike in the mountainous region, which many people did not like. But I did many trails like that and many mountains, which I forgot the name, but that was like my objection.
Okay. What about mileage? You were saying something about mileage.
Yeah, so my mileage, it's around 37,000 miles. And as I said, it's not as long, you know, if I would walk straight line back and forth, you know, you can do this fast. But my lots of hikes I make to mountaintop and down and again, mountaintop and down.